This week on My Everyday Leadership Radio, we'll hear from Kurt Kaufman, who with Marcus Buckingham co-authored the highly popular Gallup database book, First Break All the Rules, What the World's Greatest Managers Do Differently. They weren't the first to say it, but said it best, when it comes to employee satisfaction and engagement, managers trump companies. They argue persuasively that you're better off with a great manager in an average company than with an average manager in a great company. To help build knowledge and learn what people think makes a good or a vexing boss, please take the 3-question survey at my website. It'll immediately give you results. Introducing some great real managers. In the Habitat for Humanity First Family Build, 45 of my relatives came together over 2 weeks for a family reunion with a purpose, and we built a home from scratch. I was uplifted by the managers on the project. Jackie Frencher ran our construction project. I'm of a gender and generation that I confess to doing a double take when I watch a 20-some-year-old African-American woman instructing everyone on a building site, and when I see her wielding tools like the working-class men in my neighborhood whose hands were greasy, strong, and a little gnarly. They got some yucks out of my dad, whose idea of using his hands was tying a necktie or bow tie. On the work site, we all looked up to Jackie for her skills, but also for her calm and her wisdom. I watched her with admiration not just for the amazing breadth of her knowledge, but also for how she sought advice and listened to input. I love a confident boss who's sure enough about themselves to ask for help. My direct supervisor was Renee, a real estate agent who spends every Wednesday and Saturday volunteering for Habitat. The beautiful thing about volunteer work is you can usually pick your boss. I picked Renee because she had great tools. I mean her skills as well as her overflowing tool belt. And because she had an outrageous laugh, kindly aimed half the time at others and half the time at herself. Aren't those further examples of self-confidence in a leader? Renee had 2 more skills I look for in a leader: tremendous competence at what she does, and the ability to continually empower others. She could do anything 5 times faster than most volunteers and 10 times faster than I, but she kept giving us instructions and then slack to try. We could go back to her if we were confused or struggling. She'd give advice, but she never took the job back. I was a bit timid. After all, I hated the idea that Kenyatta's house would end up with mold or crooked siding on account of my botched workmanship. But with Renee's patience, we workers learned our jobs, climbing the learning curve, sometimes by redoing things we did wrong, and performed in a satisfactory way. By being given opportunities, we learned both our limits, what we weren't quite ready to take on, as well as our limitlessness as we tried power tools, caulk guns, and drills that were at first intimidating. I look forward to Kurt Kaufman's wisdom, and I will look back to Renee's, to wit, share my tools, believe in my team members, be ready to help, and keep laughing at myself. Do take 2 minutes to complete the survey to let us know what you think makes a great or lousy boss. Lead with your best self.